Truly Tangent with Luke and Brian. This song was not in the documentary, but I did see Summer of Soul last night. The Oscar award-winning documentary by Questlove.
Nice.
It was amazing. 19-year-old Stevie Wonder, Sly and the Family Stone, whole bunch of gospel singers. I mean, it just blew my mind, the amount of stuff that was on that. And it was just really cool. Check it out, Summer of Soul. Totally won an Oscar. Disney Plus.
I believe it won a Grammy as well, didn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Probably should have, if not.
I believe it did.
I don't know. I did not watch all the Grammys, so I don't remember. And after the Oscars, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to sit over here and work on my fantasy baseball, which is really what...
Today's the last day that you and I get to be friends, really.
We've never been friends, Luke. Let's not kid yourself. No, we were totally friends.
That's so mean.
Oh, well, you got to go with it. You know, it's funnier that way.
No, but today was supposed to be the last day of friends. You could have said that tomorrow, but...
No, that's fine.
Come on, man.
It's really hard for me to get any animosity up towards the Brewers. I really don't have any Brewers animosity. I was frustrated that, Ryan Braun was... Ryan Brawning around, but at the same time, it wasn't like, at the time I was more frustrated that my team was succumbing to Ryan Braunness rather than, in Prince Fielderness and things like that. But the past couple of years have been like, oh, great, Christian Yelich. All right, I like the guy, and they kind of got out of Florida, and great. The Brewers need someone like that. Good for them. That's awesome. I'm a lot less angst-filled since the Cubs won the World Series, even though I'd like them to have done more, been better since. But
That's fair.
It doesn't matter. All hope springs anew every year, and I got my fantasy baseball draft tonight, so I'm really excited.
My animosity won't come out to you as well until later in the year. The beginning of the year, it's going to be very much still my focus is going to be on those defending world champion Milwaukee Bucks. So
I got you there. You got a good team. You got things to be excited. They're a good team and a fun team to watch. Because when they are executing on offense, it is
so
just,
much fun to watch.
Oh, that's really
and one of the best defensive
pass, and then the guy he hit a three, and then he pulled up and hit a three. Oh, he's 7,000 feet tall and he can hit threes. That's amazing.
He's improved his game. Giannis has improved his game so much, but
he's got a pull up. We're all screwed. That's good. I mean, I don't have a team, and I don't have a horse in the race, so I don't really.
Right,
I used to go to Celtics rookie training camp. There during D. Brown's rookie season.
Well, the Bucks are going to host the Celtics tomorrow night, and that's going to be one of those games that's going to determine the final seeding for the playoffs. So we got three regular season games left. Milwaukee can still, lock up a top seed, and it'll be interesting to see. But we don't have to dive into the baseball and basketball until tomorrow. We'll do that a little bit more. But the election results, you were actually correct. I want to let everybody know. Rebecca Clayfish confirmed wasn't the right word.
She doesn't have the power to authority.
No, she did not have that ability. But she did endorse 48 candidates for school board, and 34 of those candidates won. So reading over from the AP piece that we've got titled GOP-backed school board candidates win in Milwaukee suburbs. So want to read that portion of the piece, correct the record of what we said earlier. Of those 34 won, 8 incumbents based on preliminary results. Democratic Governor Tony Evers, a former teacher, school administrator, and state superintendent, did not endorse in any race in the state. So Clayfish taking a pretty stark contrast to the current governor Evers.
And although you can do that, you can absolutely endorse anyone you want. I mean, it's totally fine.
Yeah.
I feel like Tony was probably, there were people that he may have liked or not liked, but again, I think he's got like a lot of people, they just have a icky feeling when a politician says this is who you should vote for the school board, because that's not really how it's supposed to work, but it doesn't mean that it isn't how it works, or it doesn't mean that you can't do that, or that just by, I'm not trying to say that just by endorsing people that Rebecca Clayfish is wrong in any way, shape, or form.
It is a deviation from the norm.
Yes,
that's why I think it's important to talk about.
Unwritten rule book, if you're speaking of baseball, of course.
Right, and we're going to get into some unwritten rules as well with the shadow docket decision by the U.S. Supreme Court coming up in a little bit, but I want to read this this quote from the piece over at the AP. Quote, "The pattern was traditional GOP areas that endorsed candidates did well," said Michael Ford, an associate professor of public administration at the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, who studies school board races. Quote, "Places where it's more ideologically balanced, it didn't seem to matter at all that much." So that's what it comes down to. In the places where there are traditionally GOP candidates do well, former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish's endorsement did well. In places ideologically balanced, didn't seem to matter, Brian. So winning big in the suburbs of Milwaukee, like in Waukesha, where we are broadcasting on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. But in other places around the state, GOP candidates didn't do so great either, though. So we got conservative candidates picked up school board, jumping down in the piece over at AP. Conservative candidates picked up school board seats in Waukesha, Wausau, and Kenosha, but lost races in Beloit and the western Wisconsin cities of La Crosse and Eau Claire. So really, Brian, it comes down to be a more of a mixed bag than, say, a red wave.
And Mayor Riley in Waukesha got reelected
as well, and I believe it was a 2020 kind of somebody that wanted to overturn the 2020 election results ran against Mayor Riley in Waukesha, and that person lost.
I believe he left the Republican Party over January 6th, if I'm not mistaken.
Mayor Riley.
Yeah.
Yes. So, pretty standard Republican until that happened, but a farther right candidate tried to unseat the mayor of Waukesha and failed to do so. So definitely, I'm still trying to find indicators of a red wave, Brian, but we've got some mixed results.
You got the judge that won over the Evers appointee, Lazar.
Yeah, but again, with the Republican Party pumping $70,000 into school board races, I'm going to be interested to see how much the conservative back groups threw into that one as well, because it seems like some of those, they were playing that game serious for the appellate court. And
well, I'm not convinced that throwing money in blue Democratic candidates for school board would have had the same effect or even had any effect, even if they matched them.
No, absolutely not. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Taking your calls. We'll be right back.